Let's talk some TFC. All good news there lately. What? Good. Yeah, it's good news. You're picking up points on the road, especially. John Molinaro, senior soccer reporter, Sportsnet.ca, joins us. John, nice to chat with you as always, my friend. And, I mean, back-to-back draws, nothing to get terribly excited about. You know what? TFC continues to pick up points. Maybe give us your assessment. Do you feel good about this team, the way they're playing lately?
Yes and no. I mean, I look at it kind of both ways yesterday for the result in Houston. I mean, yes, it was a road point. And I like that the way they battled back after twice going down. I think that's a sign of a lot of growth in this team because, you know, a year ago, I don't think they would have been able to come back twice away to Houston, and they probably wouldn't have been able to pick up a point. So I think that's very encouraging. And there was a lot of encouraging signs in terms of individual performances yesterday, especially Joe Bendick, who I thought, I know he gave up the two goals, but, I mean, he didn't really have a chance on either one of them. And I thought he was just fantastic in the second half. He really kept them in the game. So I think there are positives there. But I look at, the two goals that they didn't concede, and they were pretty soft. And that's, that's five goals in a row now that they conceded that are pretty soft. I mean, the Vancouver game, you know, midweek in the 1-1 draw, you know, they were just caught ball watching. And then in the win over Houston last weekend, both goals that they conceded were just due to defensive lapses. So I'm a bit concerned about that, if I'm perfectly frank. And it's something that Ryan Nelson talked about after the Vancouver game about, you know, us having to be, or the team having to be sort of more alert and, in the box and snuff out the danger. And it seems like the lessons haven't quite sunk in yet because, as I said yesterday, the two goals were, too easily conceded.
Now, you mentioned Joe Bendick. I was going to talk about him. He certainly stepped in very nicely and making people forget about Julio Cesar, at least for the moment. Michael Bradley needs a little more time maybe to get back into the swing of things?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, he was, I think the Michael Bradley that we're seeing now isn't the same Michael Bradley that we saw at the start of the season where I would argue he was one of the best players in all of MLS. But, it's still a pretty good version of Michael Bradley. It's still an upgrade on what they've had in previous years. And, I think it's understandable that he might be suffering a bit of a lag off after, being away with the U.S. national team for a month. But, I mean, that said, I don't think he's a detriment to the team. I don't think he was... You know, he probably could have done better on the second goal that they conceded yesterday, protecting the back four. But I don't think he was a liability out there to any stretch of the imagination.
John Molinaro, our guest from Sportsnet.ca. Roger Lajoie, Sportsnet tonight. TFC with back-to-back draws on the road sit third in the Eastern Conference. 9 points back of Sporting Kansas City for first, but at least for the moment, a couple of points clear of playoff territory, a position they have not been in their history for sure. Colin Warner, Gilberto, some of the other guys who are contributing to this team. Maybe talk about some of the pluses and minuses you've seen in the last couple of games, John.
Well, I think Colin Warner has been, fantastic. He's been a good addition to Toronto FC so far. He's really linked up, I thought, nicely with Michael Bradley the last couple of games. And in both ends of the field, he's really sort of been just a solid contributor, helping to protect the back four with his defensive play and breaking up, plays of the opponents and getting in some key tackles and also distributing the ball forward and attack quite nicely as well. So he's proven to be, a really excellent two-way player. And I think one of the person that, doesn't get talked about very often is Justin Morrow, the left defender that they signed at the start of the season. He's been, I think, TFC's most consistent player. He's just made that left back position his own, solid defensively and going forward, really bombing down on that left hand side and adding some width and pace to the attack. So he's been, I think, for me, as I said, TFC's most consistent player this year. And I don't think he's really got the recognition that he's deserved.
Now, I don't want to make too much about, the standings in MLS yet, because there is still a long way to go. I alluded to the fact that TFC is third, but you look at their next two regular season games in Toronto on Saturday against Sporting Kansas City, first place team, and next Wednesday the 30th against DC United, the second place team. Ironically enough, the two teams they're chasing in the standings Do we learn whether or not this team is a team that can contend for the top of the table or a team that's going to be a playoff by these next two games? Or am I overstating that a little too much, maybe?
Well, I don't know that we'll find that out definitively. I mean, there's no doubt though both games will be a stern test for Toronto. I mean, as you said, these are the two teams that Toronto FC is chasing in the standings, and they're two really tough games, especially the Kansas City game, because even though Toronto's going to be playing at home, Jermaine Defoe is going to be suspended because he picked up a fifth yellow card yesterday against. In the game. They're going to be without their top scorer. So Kansas City is a tough proposition regardless of where it is. And without Jermaine Defoe, I think it'll be even tougher. So, yeah, I mean, as I said, I think it probably is overstating it a bit much to say how much will determine, if TFC can run with, the Eastern Conference leaders. But, there's no doubt that these are key games, and if they can come out with, 4 to 6 points, then I think they'll be in a very good position going forward.
Now, it's a tough schedule. Certainly a friendly that everyone's excited about is Spurs coming up Wednesday, but is this schedule kind of too much because we get into it? And, John, it's funny because you and I, every time we've talked about it during the first half of the year, we've alluded to the games in hand, the games in hand. The games in hand are great if you win or at least draw them, so we got that much. Also, though, at some point, you're going to get bumps in the schedule when there's that much of a differential of games where you're playing a lot of soccer back to back to back. Maybe talk about the psychology of that. And although, fans are excited and they're taking a look at that, I mean, isn't it all about MLS points and making the playoffs?
Absolutely. And that's why I keep saying that this is really a critical time between now until, the end of August, because the games are going to come, fast and furious for Toronto FC. So this is the chance where they're really going to have to, make hay and make the most of these games in advantage that they have in hand. And it's a critical time too. And I think it'll be an interesting test for them just because they're dealing with a number of injuries. Stephen Caldwell, their captain and central defender, is out for a month. Mark Bloom, who started every game at right back this season, is out for 4 to 6 weeks. So that leaves the defense pretty thin. I mean, they've only got, the only option they have coming off the bench is Ashton Morgan. He's only made one substitute appearance, and that was back in March. So, with these two injuries, they don't have a great deal of defensive depth. They might have to recall some of the guys that they have out on loan or make some moves in the transfer market. So I'll be interested to see how they, first of all, how Toronto deals with these, these slew of games that they're going to play, but how they deal with their injury issues.
Well, and that's a factor. And, John, when you talk about that, that's where when you get into friendlies, exhibition matches, call them what you want, and other things, you want to impress the crowd. But on the other hand, you got to keep in mind, you've got to keep everybody done. Although I guess it does afford an opportunity to maybe experiment a little bit, too, from that standpoint. We see that at the international level all the time. Other teams who are in these kind of friendly matches use it. And maybe there's something in a performance you see from a player. They get a free audition, I guess, without costing many league points is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to look at it. I mean, and we were talking to Ryan Nelson earlier in the week, and it's his, he didn't get the sense. I mean, he said, outright that he was going to use this as an opportunity to give, every player, some playing time. So a lot of guys who haven't seen much of the field this year, guys like Andrew Wiedemann and Ashton Morgan, Jeremy Hall and whatnot, they're going to get some playing time. And even they're going to recall some of the players on loan to Wilmington and Ottawa, Ryan Richter and Jordan Hamilton, they're going to come back and they're going to see some playing time. And I think it's important for them not just to, get some game experience at a fairly high level, but, playing a team like Spurs, I think that can only add to their development, right? Because they're going to be playing, against one of the better teams in the Premier League. And, I think you learn from games like this. You might not, learn a lot, and you might not sort of develop into a star overnight, but I think it just adds to, incrementally to a player's development when they can play teams the caliber of Spurs.
Well, they have a chance to do that on Wednesday and a couple of league matches coming up as well, as TFC sits third in the Eastern Conference after picking up a point last night on the road against Houston. John Molinaro's fine work is available at sportsnet.ca, and he joins us on Sportsnet tonight. Always nice to chat, John. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Roger. Have a good weekend.